Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom, or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson, from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We are back with another episode of The Bathroom Break. I'm here with the Jay Schwedelson of Do This Not That podcast and Guru Events. And I'm Daniel Murray of the Marketing Millennials podcast. And I want to start off because Jay had a procedure this week and I want to ask how he's feeling. That's actually a good, like, this procedure ties into our podcast episode.
Yeah, I know. So it does, because, you know, I had a colonoscopy, which is the ultimate bathroom break. So first off, PSA, everyone get one. It's not a big deal. But the funniest thing happened, it was yesterday. So I'm in the bed thing, the gurney thing, and there's like that sheet thing that separates you from the person next to you before you go in for the procedure. And I overhear the doctor walks over to the dude next to me and they go, "We understand you're taking Ozempic." And the guy's like, "Yeah, I am." And they said to him, "But didn't you read all the stuff that you need to stop Ozempic like 10 days prior or else it's a problem?" He goes, "No, I missed all that." And the doctor goes, "Well, here's the story. We can still do the colonoscopy, but we can't give you anesthesia." And the guy's like, "What are you talking about? You gave me anesthesia." He's like, "Yeah, you can't do it if you're on Ozempic or any of those things." And the guy's like, "So what does that mean?" He's like, "You know, you could do it. We do it for some people because, you know, they don't like anesthesia or whatever." And the guy's like, "What? Like, is that okay? Is it hurt?" And the doctor goes, "It's like someone kicking you incredibly hard in your nuts." That's what he said. I'm sitting there losing it. And the guy goes, "All right, scale 1 to 10. How much does it hurt?" He's like, "A 4. And the guy just goes, "Let's do it. Let's roll. I got this." So then I go into recovery afterwards and the guy comes out. He's like sitting next to me. I'm like, "How was it?" He goes, "That was not a party." And I was like, "I love this guy."
Oh my goodness,
that was amazing. It was the best thing
ever. Actually, that's a good PSA. If you are on Ozempic, like, you can have anesthesia because you could choke because of
They actually said, "We're having this problem. People are coming in after their prep like so much now and they don't know about it." I'm like, "Why don't they call everybody and confirm it like 2 weeks prior, because a lot of people are on this stuff anyway."
Exactly.
That was amazing. I don't know what we're talking about, but we're going to get into this episode, which is all about this idea of putting garbage out on social and what's the best way to run paid social and all of it. So, Daniel, what do you think about social media these days?
The biggest thing is, I think people are still sleeping on social media in 2025. We're in an era where you don't need a following to grow on social media. And that's one of the biggest shifts that happened in social media. So if you post things, most algorithms now, TikTok, IG Reels, are intent algorithms. So they will serve people content that they will like. So if they're tennis, they like tennis, they'll say tennis content. If you're marketing, they'll serve marketing content. So if you're not investing budget on putting out good creative on social media, you are going to lose in the long run, because people who are doing this can now put paid dollars around something that they know works in the algorithm. So it's basically a double bonus that you're boosting something that you know people will like and you're putting it in the algorithm. So I wanted to start kicking off there that you don't need, like, the new strategy people are going out on social media right now, and you see some brands do this, ClickUp's doing this, a lot of brands are doing this, where they have multiple social media accounts now on TikTok, multiple on IG, because they know that they could put a video on a 10 person following account and it will go viral, because the algorithm doesn't care. The algorithm just wants to serve content to people who will stay on the platform. So that's where the biggest thing is, that you don't need a following. But where I'm going to this is, you need to invest in creative that is successful and learn algorithms and learn how to make creative that has a hook, that tells a story, that keeps people on the platform. But I wanted to start off with that, and then Jay, you can add on to it.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I would not be surprised in the years to come if actually some of the platforms even eliminate showing follower counts. Because to Daniel's point, the algorithm is everything. I'll give you a real-time example. So I just started a YouTube channel. I've told nobody about it. I have like 10 subscribers, but we're going to make it big or whatever. So we put out our first few videos, and each of our first few videos got like 1,500 views. Now that's not a lot, but when you have 10 followers, that's a ridiculous amount. And it's only because the algorithm picked up on the content. It's no longer about how big is your follower count, and that's what's going to get you the circulation. So what you really need to be thinking about is spending some money on your creative, putting out really good content. And then Daniel, what would you do? So you put out IG Reels, you put out LinkedIn posts, you put out stuff on TikTok, and then you see some that are starting to pick up the pace, are starting to do well. What do you do with the ones that are doing well?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things I do. One, I'll go the organic route first. The organic route is, one is you see the things that are working, making them in other formats. So now that AI is here, you can go to ChatGPT and make an image and with a quote of what you just said. You can remix it into a static post. You can make a video about it. So whatever content you see is picking up in the algorithm, double down on that. Two, this is a strategy I heard from my friend who he owns a hat company called Dad Gang. And what he does to boosts the most successful posts that he sees on IG. So what he'll do is just put ad dollars to optimize for profile visits, because he knows if he builds these following of intentful people who care about his content, he will, one, it's good social proof, and two, he's getting more and more eyeballs on his name and his product. So that's the third thing. Fourth thing is I would figure out how to make that into the messaging, the same type of video, into creative for your paid ads. So your Meta ads, your Pinterest ads, your TikTok ads, take the winning creatives, learn what the platform likes in formatting. But if the messaging and the tone and the pain point works, it's going to work on ads more than just putting out random creative and just guessing and just spending money to guess that this messaging is going to work.
You know, and something we're doing with our agency clients, we're doing two things. One is with almost every client that we have now, we're having them have a boost budget, like a weekly boost budget, which means that there's a line item now in their marketing budget just for boosting successful organic content that's being posted on the different platforms. And I think more and more companies should be having a boost budget, because paid boosting of successful organic content is the absolute best way to really have things take off. So if you're not boosting your best organic stuff, I think you're really missing the boat. And then the other thing is having budget for alternative platforms. And they're not even alternative, but we are seeing a lot of success with Reddit ads and with Pinterest ads. And the reason that we're seeing so much success, and that's for business marketers and consumer marketers, even on Pinterest, business is working, B2B, believe it or not, but especially on Reddit, the ad cost there is a fraction of Meta. It's a fraction of LinkedIn. It's a fraction of everything else, because they're trying desperately to get market share as they're trying to ramp up. If you're not doing stuff on Reddit and Pinterest, you're not testing, I think you're missing the boat on some of the cheapest inventory that exists.
Yeah. And going on that point is, I think every single marketer, if you don't have 10 to 20% of your budget in testing, there's something wrong. Like you're gonna fail, because even with if you go to finance and say, hey, 10% of my marketing budget or 20% of my marketing budget is testing budget, they're gonna consider it testing budget. And if you say 100% of my budget's going to Meta, they're gonna expect that to perform. So you could take, once you see testing budget is successful, then you could start moving it into like that 80% budget, like testing Pinterest, testing Reddit. If it's going to work, if it starts being successful, then you could start putting more ad dollars, because you prove that the test has worked. Finance likes when you prove a test works, and then you move it into your 80% of your budget that you have for marketing.
All right, before we wrap up here, I want to ask you randomness. So you're on TikTok more than I am, because I'm an old loser. give us some TikTok accounts that you like to follow, that are fun to follow, that are whatever. It can be random. I want to know the Daniel Murray favorite TikTok accounts.
This is a bad answer because I don't, TikTok is such an intent, and this is actually, you set this question up well, because TikTok is such an intent-based platform that I watch the content for whatever is on my algorithm I'm watching. I don't go and look and say, this person, I need to go see what they're following. I forget who I'm looking at. And I bet most of you forget, if you're on TikTok, who the actual account was. Unless it's like Alex Earl or something like that, you probably are forgetting that that's the account. But I do get fed a lot of like tennis channel, like F1. Wimbledon, F1. Like those accounts, I do get fed those. And I'll go scroll on like tennis channel, but I don't look at who I'm following on TikTok. I just wait for the algorithm to.
Only time I really am on TikTok when there are stupid trends, like I'm so hungry I could eat, you know, John Hamm, you know, that trend where I'm so hungry. I like going whenever there's something really stupid. I like going on and watching all the videos, and then I got lost. I get sucked in, and
Wait, you got to tell the story about what your daughter did to you.
Oh yeah, my daughter walks into the room. I didn't know about this. I'm so hungry trend, and she walks in with my wife, and she goes, oh, you know what? What's for dinner tonight? I'm so hungry. I could eat Steve Martyr. And Steve Martyr is like a fraternity brother of mine from like a zillion years ago. If you're out there, Steve, what up, my guy? And I was like, what the F are you talking about? Like what? And she's like videoing the whole thing. She goes, yeah, Steve Martyr. I'm so hungry I could eat him. I'm like, what? Like, what actually just came out of your mouth? And I had no idea. I was so confused. And that's why I love that trend is so.
And then he tried to pull it on me like I didn't know. Yeah. And then I was like, I know the trend. And he said right. A random person we both know. I'm not going to mention it on here. But right. Yeah. Amazing. Well, thank you for listening to our ridiculous show. I really appreciate it. And please, if you like the show, go tag us on Instagram and we'll share it, or go give Jay Do This Not That podcast a review. And this is going well.
Later.
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Mark and Millennial podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.